What's up, everybody, and welcome to the week 14 edition of the Swolecast here on rotogrinders.com. I'm David Kitchen, and hopefully everything works today. I know my body's working extra overtime. Davis, how are you doing today? You look kind of hangry still.
I'm hangry. I exist in nothing but a state of hanger. All I've had in the last 24 hours is water, black coffee, and a fruit smoothie.
A fruit smoothie. I like it. Peter, how are you doing?
Doing good. I do need to get an official ruling. Am I allowed to wear the Swolecast shirt on the Swolecast? Or is that
I should go get mine.
You got mine on.
You should. You should, Davis. No, you can. You can wear it for sure.
Okay. I didn't know because I equate it similarly to going to the concert and wearing the band shirt to the concert, which isn't a move I like to do. But I'm glad that you guys are giving me a pass for this.
Oh, I like that move.
Oh, you would.
Yeah. Well, you wear an old one, right? You wear an old one from when you got it from when you saw them before. I'm a big fan of that move.
Yeah, so just wear one of your old Swolecast shirts.
They run a little tight.
That you don't have. Tuttle, how are you doing?
I'm good. I feel like I'm nipping out a little bit with this recently washed and shrunk Swolecast shirt, but I like it. It's a lot higher quality than our old Swolecast shirts, so I'm here for
Shots
it.
Shots fired.
Hey, we got those ones for free.
They were not good shirts.
Shots fired.
Well, you gonna host the show, Kitchen?
Yeah, Kitchen. Did you forget?
I can't hear Tuttle. Everybody else is fine. You're like telling me shots fired. I'm like, I don't want to, like, what are shots?
This guy again.
But yeah, everything else is going good. I'm just gonna hop out and hop in, see what I can do.
God, here we go, dude. If we do this again.
I say we bring Sam.
I don't know what else. Like, Davis and Peter are fine. Tuttle is just like stuck staring at me right now.
Tuttle has two mute buttons, one for trains and one for Kitchen, and he's got them both hammered right now.
All right. Well, see you guys in a second.
Jesus. Let's get Overzet's overview.
Just the worst. Please.
All right, guys. Really interesting slate this week coming off of an interesting week where I think there's lots of interesting takeaways that we can apply here. I have a good grasp on the slate except for Tampa Bay, who Cardi has not uploaded into the Blitz projection. So I'm kind of flying blind there, piecing it together from Twitter posts about Antonio Brown's air yards. But other than that, I'm really looking forward to another week. How about you guys?
Well, I was looking forward to the decision point of Christian McCaffrey against Denver, but Matt Rhule, just like literally 3 minutes ago, was like, oh, he's still banged up. He's still he's got a shoulder injury and a knee injury. So sounding less optimistic on that front that we get our boy Christian McCaffrey this week.
They're just throwing us off the scent.
Yeah. Is he going to be the 5% owned, randomly active Sunday morning play?
He's going to be the Ian Rappaport. Christian McCaffrey is active, but don't expect him to have a full role. And then he's going to
buy that
workload.
And we really know what this week is ultimately going to end up being. It's going to be 40% owned Derrick Henry week where we all fade him and he goes off for 45 points at 40% ownership. That's what's happening.
Will people not play Dalvo because the Buccaneers have whatever DVOA defense they have? Like, is that going to be what happens? Back. I don't want to talk to him.
Can you hear us all, David, or no?
No, we can't hear David. We, dude, has a full week to get this figured out. How do we not do a rendezvous test?
I'm telling you, this is 2012 Fantasy Insiders. Every single show, just a complete dumpster fire. Has all week to figure it out. Nope, not going to happen.
This is like, you know, when people say, I love that the Swolecast is such a shit show. Dave is going to spin this as like, yeah, man, I just sabotaged my own internet because people love it when it goes off the rails. Is that
love it,
like being bad for a bit like not having the internet for a bit.
Can you, Kitchen, can you not hear us? You, or you can hear us, but we can't hear you. What the hell, dude? We could hear you 5 minutes ago when you were on. I think we should actually relish this opportunity and just talk a lot of shit about Soccer Dave. I'm upset at Soccer Dave for telling people to send him screenshots of their best ball teams while tagging me in the tweet. So my entire Twitter feed is just people sending their goddamn best ball screenshots. Will you please free me from this awful, awful prison of an existence?
Do you feel as if he was stepping on the toes of your bit? Like, do you feel like that it was like a good bit and he ruined it for you?
No, I mean, he was, you know, I think we did declare today as a one-day clemency. Everyone could talk about their best ball teams, but I immediately regretted it. It's just, I'm seeing way too many best ball rosters right now.
You can't post the roster. Like, don't post. It doesn't matter. You could be in first place. Don't post your roster. Don't do it. That's still a crime. No clemency there.
Did anyone get an update on the teams we drafted back in August?
I know. The team that we have with zero stacks.
Oh, yeah, Carrion on that team, I think, or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the uncorrelated best ball teams are the ones that are going to take it down, Davis. We might be on to something. Since it is one day of clemency, my best ball team on Underdog, a site of which I am an investor, is a team where I misclicked and drafted a third tight end. I have Travis Kelce, TJ Hawkinson, and Mark Andrews on that team, zero RB, robust tight end build, just absolutely crushing.
Well, I mean, what can you do?
What are we doing with this show? Are we talking about DFS? Like, what's going on? Is Kitchen just going to sit here like a creep the whole time?
Yeah. Let's talk about quarterbacks, right?
I want to know this.
Are either of you excited slash interested in playing Jalen Hurts at all at $5,100 on DraftKings.com? Are we just forgetting about it?
I know Davis is very excited.
I will play him on at least one of my meaningful amount of money teams, I think. Because he could – I don't think – like his median projection is like bad. It's like 15 points. But he could run like 19 times, right? Like that is – like we have a Taysom Hill situation there. Do we agree or do we not agree?
I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's going to come down to if they, you know, SketchUp designed rounds for him or not. Obviously, the matchup's terrible. But, if you're seeing them pull out designed rounds in the first series, you're probably going to wish you had exposure to him. If not, if they're just dropping him back and trying to treat him as a true passer, then you're going to be glad you faded.
Go ahead, Pete.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, part of it is I think Doug Peterson is such a bad coach that I think there's like at least a 25% chance they just have him run the Wentz offense with no wrinkles, nothing different, nothing new, and they just have him dropping back and getting sacked every play. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Doug Peterson's a disaster.
So bad.
Yeah. Maybe Hurts will treat Alshon Jeffrey like his Michael Thomas and just give him like a 45% target share. God, the Eagles wide receiver rotation might be one of the most tilting things in fantasy right now.
Well, Fulgham's done, I think, is the answer there. I think Fulgham, ironically, the wide receiver who has played the best for them this year is the one who's losing out on playing time to Fat Sean Jeffrey.
Rager did catch a long pass in that game on Sunday.
I actually played Eagles D and Rager just for that double dip, baby.
The pass, the target was from Jalen Hurts.
I know. It was rolling out to the left. Someone played draft.
Dude, the Jalen Hurts 4th and 18 touchdown pass to Greg Ward. Like, don't tell me you guys weren't lit up in your living rooms. Like, I was like hyped for that touchdown pass.
Do you know how a lot of people know it's December when Derrick Henry gets rolling. I know it's December when Greg Ward starts balling out. That's how I know.
I actually had the option to pick him up on my Scott Fishbowl playoff team, but I didn't. I picked up Rager instead. Did you pick up anybody for your playoff teams, Peter?
I did. I picked up Ty Johnson and Peyton Barber. Everyone is phoning it in. I have $0 left in my league. They just let me
get whoever you want.
Whatever scrub I want, they say, go for it, Peter.
Hey, I in a bit – mentioned Ty Johnson to you last week when you talked about Leone mentioned Frank Gore. I just like looked up who's the Jets' third string running back, and he crushed it.
He did.
Frank Gore got a concussion on the second snap of the game, and they're going to try and rush him back and play him this week.
Why?
I saw that. Gates is like, yeah, I think there's a pretty good shot he's going to be.
Dude, imagine being a man of Frank Gore's age. Kitchen, you don't even have to imagine. And imagine getting a concussion and then imagine trying to play an NFL game the next week.
I'm just trying to walk uphill on the treadmill for 5 minutes straight, and I can't imagine what it would like be on an NFL field. Like,
don't even pretend. I can't even hear you pretend. I now have worked out your angle where you actually are working out super hard and eating a super restrictive diet, but you're playing mind games with me to make me think that you're not working hard. That's where I've landed now.
Do you want me to eat a chocolate bar live on this show in front of you right
yes.
now?
Ooh,
that
yes.
Would be, sure. That would be taunting.
All right, I'll be right back.
Oh, this is going to take the shit out of me. I'm going to be so mad.
Chichin finds so many ways to not be on this show during the show. It's incredible.
Let's go through a day in the life of David Kitchen. I want to hear what does it look
versus,
like
versus what he thinks a day in the life of David Kitchen is. Kitchen's like, I get up, I go to my desk, I work, I don't eat, I drink nothing but water. Then I go to the treadmill. Then I go to Planet Fitness. Then I come back and work some more. Like, he literally probably thinks he works 16 hours a day.
I haven't been to Planet Fitness yet today. All right, so yeah. I got this nice gift box from it's from England. So we've got Beach's Fine chocolates, almonds, skinny dips. I haven't eaten anything today, David, so this will be my first bite. You tell me what you want to eat.
You maybe read off the calorie counts for him before he makes his decision.
Yeah,
okay, so
this calorie count is what I want you to eat.
Here's the thing about British food. So I'm gonna go with healthy, some Venezuelan dark chocolate. It's not British, but whatever. But on the back,
too, Kitchen.
Oh, what we got here is some Willy's cacao. It's a rather tasty chocolate bar, and I'm gonna eat it right in front of Davis's face. Davis, how many drops of sweat does it take to melt a snowflake? We'll see.
Mm. When do we have to submit this show for FSWA awards?
Is this our submission show right here?
Kitchen taunting eating a piece of chocolate in front of Dave instead of us talking about Russell Wilson smash mouth.
And a British accent, too. All right.
Is it really a Russell Wilson smash spot, though?
Why wouldn't it be? Why? It's the smash spot.
I've continued to lose money on Russell Wilson. I guess I don't see any reason why I can't lose money
on
him.
He's not playing Bradbury this week. He's fine.
DK Metcalf week, baby.
He is going to go.
Every week is DK Metcalf week, bud. Okay, well, would you rather go Mahomes double stack with Watkins, Robinson, Hardman, whichever secondary guy you want, and then Kelce, Tyreek, or Russ, Hollister, Metcalf?
Russ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed.
All right.
Although I was scouring through the DK pricing, and the guy's never on the field, but Mecole Hardman, 3,200, is awfully tempting.
Hey, did you see Tyreek Hill miss practice today?
Oh, did he? I didn't see that.
And they didn't say what it was for either.
Okay.
Little Mecole Hardman week, Davis. Is that making it move down there?
I've been burned so many times, bud.
I'd rather it be a week where he's not chalk. Because that's a free square if Tyreek misses.
Yeah.
Hardman ran around on 15 of 45 dropbacks last week.
In my experience with Mecole Hardman, it often looks like a free square, but it tends to be more of a mirage. More of an acid circle.
I thought the hand in the dirt guys solved this one. DeMarcus Robinson is Sammy Watkins' direct backup, and Mecole Hardman is Tyreek Hill's direct backup.
It's like the Falcons, but
the Falcons receivers.
I think I heard that one receiver was another receiver's backup like six different ways. I still don't even know which one it is.
Well, the real thing is that they just will not play. Like, they just are like, dude, D-Rob has to play 60% of the snaps or this whole thing, the whole operation shuts down. Like, he just, no matter what happens, he's out there.
Did you guys talk about the Christian McCaffrey news?
Yeah. We're actually in the quarterback section of the show, Dave.
All right. Yeah. We'll talk about quarterback then. We'll get to C-Mac in a second. So 5,100 for Jalen Hurts, or you pay up a lot more for one of these stud quarterbacks.
Those are literally the two things we've talked about so far.
I know. So what do you do? Like, do we have a definitive answer?
Well, Rodgers is actually our highest projected quarterback right now. I think large part in owing to the defensive efficiency stuff that we have projected for Detroit, which is like they're the stone worst. The problem with Rodgers at this point is he is undouble stackable, I think, because Tonyan and Lazard are expensive enough that like 15 doesn't cut it for them.
What about MVS this week?
Well, it's just, you know, it's two targets, two touchdowns, or he's useless. Like, that's just the deal.
Isn't that what we want in GPPs, Davis?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just very hard for me to click Marquez Valdes-Scantling in, like, single entry. You know what I mean?
That's why the sharps are going to get him at 1% because of weak-minded individuals like yourself.
I can't say you're wrong.
It's like the first time I've had sugar in, like, 5 or 6 days, and I'm immediately regretting this.
Pitchin is going to leave for a nap in about 10 minutes.
No, it's not.
Pitchin, you've been working hard, dude. You should order a pizza, bud. You've been working hard.
Davis, you should like Grubhub or DoorDash some, you know, Chick-fil-A,
right? Food to Kitchen's house.
Yeah. He wouldn't be able to resist it.
Davis, we did compare like heart rate screenshots, and my heart is in a lot better shape than yours is, bud. Both legit and
my resting was way better.
No.
This happened just four days ago. My
heart in general. All right.
This season we're saying my resting heart rate is better than yours.
All right. Favorite GPP quarterback, Tuttle.
Favorite GPP? It might be Herbert. We talked a little bit about it off chat or off
in secret chat.
Yeah, in our secret group chat.
Let me in on this sick Herbert combo.
What's that?
Let me in on this sick Herbert combo I missed.
I mean, it's a pretty nut spot for him. I mean, there's not much to the combo. He's cheap. It's a pretty nut spot. Other than Russell Wilson, I don't really want to spend up on these high-end quarterbacks. Rodgers, you could talk me into.
There's one we didn't take. We didn't talk about. Andy Dalton.
Oh gosh.
Why?
This is the Davis-Matic Bitcoin Revenge Bowl.
This is the he's playing Cincinnati.
Oh, it's the Cincinnati Revenge. Pair him up with Michael Gallup for 3,800.
He's 5,500. And listen, hand in the dirt ground take yesterday. The ground dirt take. I was trying to mess it up. They did not look bad yesterday. They did not look terrible. So I get Cincinnati. He's only 5,500. There's your GPP take right there if you wanted it.
What about
old
looks man
spry.
Tom?
He was getting out of like quarterback pressures with ease last night against the Ravens.
Yeah, I don't know, man. What about old man Tom Brady?
I don't have a take until Cardi gets his projection in.
What is the best double stack not of the high priced guys?
Probably Tannehill, Corey Davis, AJ Brown, Firkser.
Oh yeah.
I've a good
But Tannehill's expensive though.
Actually, Tuttle, it might be the two little bears again, but with Kmet.
I know it kind of is. Yeah, it kind of is.
The Tannehill double stack will be sick if Henry is super high owned and people feel burned by AJ Brown too. And he continues to have such a hefty price tag too. I kind of like that.
Hefty price
is
tag
AJ Brown healthy? Right up my alley.
What's that, Tuttle?
A hefty price tag for AJ Brown for four receptions. It's like six straight games or something that he's only caught four balls or less. It's ugly. He doesn't get the volume, but he's a grown ass man, that's for sure.
Yeah.
People play Derrick Henry for 40-yard touchdowns. We can play AJ Brown for 40-yard touchdowns.
Well, he got hurt, and I thought it was going to be really bad.
He came back, but he was gimp.
Like, I mean, he was not the same. So something to keep an eye on. Adam Humphries went to the IR again, so it's just going to be AJ Brown and Corey Davis. So
I was laughing at David's Dalton take, but like
it seems fine.
Like it's one of the double stacks you can do for sure. Because there's not
Higgins
much else.
Higgins and who?
What's that?
Higgins and who else?
With Dalton?
I'm sorry.
on the bring back.
You want the other side on the bring back? Yeah. I was Gallup's 38 for the Dalton stack. You can lock him in there. What is Boyd gonna get kicked out for getting in a fight again? That's the only problem with that team. Like they're so bad. The Bengals are so bad offensively. Like, are they gonna, like, I know Dallas is terrible defensively, but like, do you trust the Bengals to do enough to keep it in a shootout?
I guess the one thing I would say about Brandon Allen is that he does not care. He just is firing that ball in there, triple coverage. Like, it just doesn't matter. So I guess get lucky and score.
The fat ass Zeke's though is just they're just gonna try to give it to him four times in a row on the goal line.
Oh god, dude, it's so
also
gross.
Did not look bad last night until
he didn't look that bad.
Yeah,
until he nosedived at the goal line.
I was about to say to those three separate.
The first one, he literally like purposely dove like a yard short.
Can someone tell like why? Why are the Falcons? Why do the Falcons have a bigger implied team total than the Chargers? Because we've seen this a few weeks now with the Chargers where they are just like Vegas is down on Herbert. Their team total is like, what, 23 right now? Doesn't that seem odd?
Especially coming out off that performance last week. It does. All right. Let's move on to creating a DraftKings lineup.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
DraftKings.com.
Better than you questioning Vegas after a 0-point output.
No, I'm actually kind of in agreement with Pete here. I'm not going to leave him hanging like that.
All right. I mean,
the Falcons, you would think they would probably be closer to the 25-point range.
I'm completely in hand-building mode because I do not want to open up some sort of tab that messes me up. So, Davis, you start us out.
Let's go with our guy, Patrick Mahomes.
He's gonna ruin the Russ double stack right out of the gate.
Oh no! Okay, all right. I'll go. Metcalf and Russ.
Now we're talking. Okay.
I don't remember giving you the stacking ability there, but you did. Peter, you're up. Who from the Jets do you want?
This is a hot topic of conversation. The whole do you bring it back against the Jets? So I'm gonna take the cowardly way out for now and toss in Hollister here. Because this is a cash lineup.
You 100% bring it back. 100%. You 100% bring it back.
Especially, did you guys see, so Mims is having to go back home for something. Perriman would be a sick play without Mims.
Perriman 39. I mean, even Jamison Crowder, like we've seen him eat in the past. We've seen him early in the season. He had some monster games where he was getting over.
Last week.
Yeah, but I mean, it still wasn't that great of a game. Like he had two touchdowns, but it wasn't like what?
Walter in the chat mentioned this, and I was thinking about this earlier too with Jets bringbacks. As much as they run the ball, would you consider bringing it back with Ty Johnson?
Or
I would.
What's his usage in the as a receiver? Again, I think this is all going to not matter because they're trying to bring back Frank Gore right away. But
he had two targets, two receptions.
Tuttle, your boy Jeff Smith is min salary.
Yeah, he would be the guy, right?
If Mims is out,
I think you can bring it back for sure. I think all those options are perfectly fine.
Crowder's just so expensive. All right,
Perriman because I didn't pick it.
Yeah, it's Tuttle, and then back to Kitchen.
Okay, so you picked Perriman. And then you picked Hollister, so we got that game. I'm going to go with Fat Zeke just because he is so cheap. 6,600 on DK. Just going to play him.
I mean, he keeps getting the work.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a rushing touchdown since I think week five with Dak. But if he ever scores, he'll make it there.
Yeah. And then you have to start paying attention to the narratives at the end of the season. Rushing titles, people justifying expenses. They want him to get going. So there's your take right there. Davis?
Tuttle, is Devontae Booker the ultimate post-hype sleeper play?
No.
He would be if the snaps weren't split as much as they were. Like, if we saw a little bit...
Yeah, Rashard played way too much.
Yeah, he played way too much for you to feel, like, confident running Booker back. Like, at least Booker got 16 carries, but, like, that whole first half, what, Booker maybe only had, like, 5 carries or something like that in the first half? It was ugly.
Yeah.
You got Gibson not playing.
I want to get Chris Godwin in here. Does it work salary wise?
Aren't you worried about him missing practice, recovering from these pins being taken out of his finger?
Oh, I thought you had a good Minnesota quarterback for me there.
Yeah, you definitely started it with the.
I'm not worried about the cornerbacks. I'm worried about his fingies.
What?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna take Godwin, who I think is like the best GPP play at wide receiver this week.
All right,
that's a pretty hot take.
I do like,
you know.
Yeah, he wasn't at practice again today, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, but they said I'm clicking the player note on the DraftKings app, and it says it's not really something to worry about. They, you know, they expected it, so.
The hand builders kitchen brings us the info from the hand builders. Dude,
yeah, this is
there on the
this
hat.
Is what the hand builders are seeing right now.
Davis, they come with the Ronald Jones take for Tampa Bay, not a Chris Godwin take.
I was that one,
that's pretty spicy. Yeah,
Rojo's going to be a sick play. Yeah. All right, I'm going to play a guy that I will inevitably not end up playing in any of my lineups because I'm just an idiot week after week.
There
so
we go.
Might as well get my quota right here and get James Robinson.
James Robinson.
Because I won't play him in any other lineups, so might as well do it now.
This will end up being like the highest scoring lineup because James Robinson's just got locked for 25.
This lineup, actually, if it's setting up for our Mecole Hardman one-off here.
I was about to say, we have to have someone like 3,500 or less.
We got to go cheap. Again, Gallup, to me, was the guy that stuck out under 4K.
Yeah.
Okay, isn't the 49ers defense, like, the most absurd price defense ever? Aren't they, like, sick at 2,700?
They
I don't
could
know.
Be all
right. Maybe. I just feel like any defense at home that's good against Alex Smith is just such a jam. So then you go the 49ers.
The Giants
I thought that
would be
Steelers this week, too, against Alex Smith.
No, so if you go 49ers, we can put in Davis's Eskimo, bro. Otherwise, it's looking pretty slim down there.
Schmorden Schmied.
the double punt tight end. In
revenge game, bro.
There were actually some like min guys that are actually gonna get field time. I forget who they are though. I have to scroll back down through.
Logan Thomas coming off of a 9-for-98 touchdown game.
No, there are actually some receivers that are gonna see the field at 3K.
What's Bird cost?
Are you setting us up for a Quintez Cephas out here, Tom?
I saw Quintez Cephas. Logan Thomas would probably be the play.
Logan Thomas, it says tight end next to his name, but he's like a glorified wide receiver.
Oh no, here's your guy that's gonna get field time. That's min price. AJ Green.
Oh
no, thank you.
A lot of the film watchers are saying Brandon Allen just does not care. He'll just rip it into anybody.
That's what I've been hearing too.
People are saying it.
That I'm happy we don't have to do is Andy Isabella.
I was about to say Isabella's 3K.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have to do that. KJ Hamler.
Look, if I tell you that he got the second most Arizona wide receiver targets and played 84% of the snaps going into last week, you play 100% of him.
Those targets were like in garbage time in the second half, though.
You guys, here's
don't
the
ask
one.
Me how I know that.
Here's the one that fits the Davis narrative. Are you afraid of Jair Alexander for Marvin Jones?
Dude, I can't sleep.
Wait, does that fit?
At 3K.
Wait. Marvin Jones?
No.
Who's 3K?
Sanu.
Jair is going to lock up Marvin Jones, which means we got to play with Mo Sanu then at 3K.
Yeah. All right. I'm putting this into the play actually. Please don't dupe me.
Please don't dupe me.
Please don't dupe me, bro. Don't dupe me, bro.
Please don't dupe me, bro. Let me have this one, bro. Don't dupe me. I'm begging you, don't dupe me, bro.
You lose money right away if you do.
At first, you said play action. I was like, oh, he's going to put $100 on it. And then I realized that it's the $3.
Hey, don't stake shame, bro. Yeah. Don't stake shame.
Don't stake shame me, bro.
Transform.
No, I love the play action. It's the lowest I can go. All right. Trust me, I wish I could go lower. Okay, so we've got running back to talk about. Spinning up on running back, Davis, yay or nay?
Probably terrible in cash. But then again, you know, we might get some 3K play at wide receiver, and then Alexander Mattison might be out, and maybe we'll end up playing Dalvin Cook. But playing, honestly, I probably won't play any of Cook, McCaffrey, or Henry in any formats.
So okay. Cook's got to be the GPP play extraordinaire, right?
100%, yeah, because he has the same volume projection and as he did last week, but it's just a quote-unquote tough matchup.
Yeah.
Tuttle, high-priced running backs?
No, I'm passing.
I don't same think for you. Pete?
Yeah, I can't play Derrick Henry. And I don't even care what month it is. I don't care about the match.
You know he's playing the Jags in December, and he's got a rushing title to compete for.
I literally already know everything that's going to happen. He's going to go off for 40 points at 40% ownership, and I'm going to have zero of him. It's a lock.
They're going to feed him.
Where's this music coming from?
I think there's got to be Tuttle.
That's not me.
No, it's got to be maybe Davis.
I hear music too. I mean, I'm trying to get my Gold Lazo channel to work, and it's not working. But it's not music.
I hear music too.
It's not me.
Is it Pete?
Is it producer Devin?
No, it's got to be Davis.
I don't. Yeah. Why,
I only have like 7 other tabs open, and no other music is coming from them.
All right.
Devin says it's not him. Here. I'll mute myself.
It could be a lot worse.
I honestly, I don't.
Yeah,
think
it Biden stopped.
Was a bad play.
I heard that one.
I think it's Davis because as soon as he muted, we didn't hear it. Wow. All right. Anyways,
Davis is such a multitasker. He's listening to albums during the show.
Davis, you are fading Derrick Henry this week.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
The fact that you three are fading Derrick... The fact that you three are fading Derrick Henry is just, like, a strong indicator that I need to just to go all in. This is, like, last December all over again.
It's so gross.
Are you afraid that the Jags are going to run out to a 35 halftime point halftime score and him not get the ball in the second half?
At his price now... 24 carries, 112 yards, and a touchdown just doesn't do it. Like, it just doesn't – that's not going to show up in winning lineups.
Yeah, if you're projecting his floor at one touchdown, yeah, sure. But what about his ceiling?
I mean, I would rather
– Can we have one week where Kitchen does the blitz projections for Cardi? I just want to see the Titans projections.
It would be a lot like Davis's. 7-point
team total.
It would be like Davis's freezer math yesterday where he said he has 75% chicken, 25% beef, and 25%
just
veal
feels like so much fucking chicken, dude. It's unbelievable how much chicken I'm eating.
How quick did you take that screenshot, Kitchen? I imagine it was pretty quick.
No, I do work for a living. So sometimes I will catch up on the chat and then I'll just see things and they're like an hour ago, but I still like if I can't comment on it right away, I want to share it to the masses. So anyways, let's move on. If any other running backs you guys like, as far as like low price running backs?
We talked about three running backs, David.
Well, it's Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry for 10 minutes. Any other guys you want to talk about?
We only have 25 minutes. We don't have unlimited time.
We have Miles Gaskin. Yeah. We have Austin Eckler. We have Wayne Gallman. We have Giovanni Bernard. We have Aaron Jones, James Robinson. There are some sick people out there who are still going to want to run back their David Montgomery. They're going to want to like double down on David Montgomery.
So they're going to want to play him again.
Yeah. Like, you just know $6,500 David Montgomery is popping up at 19% ownership this week.
I will say I'm mad that FanDuel barely priced him up. So he's
playable on FanDuel. Yeah.
Oh, Davis, you can fade him on DraftKings and play him on FanDuel.
Do we think people are going to not play Miles Gaskin because 100%. They don't think he's going to catch passes and because they're worried about the game script getting away?
Yeah, yes. People won't play him.
I hope that's the case because I will jam him at 5,600.
Well, I mean, Laird was getting snaps over him last week, right?
Yeah, wow. Nice little juke.
You get your best players on the field, but that doesn't mean it's not a rising tide lifts all boats kind of situation, Kitchen.
I have a gross take that I know is going to hit, and I feel terrible to say it. And what's that?
Ty Johnson?
No.
Chris Carson?
This one's gross. You're not going to be able to guess it. And it, like, game theory-wise, it's actually a really, really good play, and it's a really good leverage play.
Kamara.
CEH. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. 5,900. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he truly will be at the absolute nadir of both his price and his ownership. Like, yeah. I mean, he's got to score twice on 11 touches to get there, but obviously he can.
And if he does it, like, Mahomes going down, who's going to be one of the highest owned quarterbacks.
Yeah, Tyreek is going to, yeah.
The reason I kind of really like this call too is, like, I think it's a non-zero chance that they do phase out Le'Veon Bell more because they already went to Darrell Williams down the stretch in that game, and we saw them do this last year with McCoy, right, where they tried the experiment and then they ultimately abandoned it, and they got their full run with Le'Veon this game, and Andy Reid gave him the gnaw wave. So
buddy,
I can totally.
He is so bad.
He's really bad.
You kind of saw it a little bit when they returned from bye. They went to CEH right away in that first half, and they weren't like it could definitely happen. Where you know,
leads me to believe, by the way, that this illness, quote unquote, that CEH mispracticed with, dude, he had COVID. Like he had to have. Because it was the same thing they did.
I'm afraid he lost weight though.
What? Hey, it was the same thing they did to Hardman, right? Where like Hardman missed time with COVID and he was active, but then they just didn't play him at all.
All right. What about Washington running backs?
I feel like you're really into Peyton Barber. I can just tell.
Yeah.
I'm a McKissick guy. I'm a McKissick guy.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? My best ball team has McKissick on it. So as much Antonio Gibson as I have, I'm looking at this as a blessing in disguise for this first week.
Who was Davis? Refresh my memory. Was anyone drafting McKissick in best balls?
Like towards the end, it started out kind of as a novelty, but like that last week and a half, enough people had been like, well, you know, McKissick is actually more of a converted wide receiver, and you know, he was getting drafted a little bit towards the end.
You know, what I always associate McKissick with. I believe it was a Tuttle, like 150 lineup jam of JD.
This is like 4 years ago, back before Showdown even existed.
No longer my prime, boys. No longer my prime.
I remember
was this
that.
The Seattle? Was this the Seattle versus Seattle Dallas?
McKissick. Yeah, yep. It was a terrible play too.
He had four snaps and two touchdowns against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football 2 years ago or 4 years ago. Classic.
All right.
Time.
Any other low price takes?
What do we think Kitchen's like, doing on his phone?
Are you thumbing through the salaries on your phone?
Yeah, that's what I have to do right now. I've got David Johnson's 5,200. Here's some just hand building thoughts. David Johnson's 5,200.
Nate Noling has his RB2 for cash this week.
Hey, Kitchen, while you're at it, you want to read us off their average points per game so far this season?
David Johnson. That's Duke Johnson. There's a DU there. David Johnson's 11.8, but he's going up against a sixth-ranked rushing defense this week. That's
What did the news and notes say? Did the notes say that the coach said that they want to get him more involved this week?
Yeah, he hinted at an expanded role in the offense in Sunday's game against the Bears. He had a couple of nice runs in the week 13 loss to the Colts, and I think that next week he'll probably have more snaps than he had this week, Cornell said of Johnson. I think he's still a good football player for us.
We should do a show that the rule is you can only say information that is publicly available within the DraftKings app. So yeah. Salary, opponent rank, and news and notes. And that's all you can say for the whole show.
Okay, but no. I mean, that would ruin my bit.
Why?
Because I got to have the wide receiver cornerback.
Hey, Davis, here's the thing about bits, man. You chew them up, you spit them out, and you move on to the next one.
No.
Davis, you've got some things.
Call it back.
You adapt, too. You don't have to stick to one bit.
Wait until we get to tight end.
Bits can evolve.
I've got something for tight end, buddy. I've got something.
Bits can evolve. Look at this Swolecast. All right. Let's talk about wide receivers and where you're spending that money. If you're not paying up for the high price running backs, then you have to be spending on wide receivers, Davis. Who is it?
Well, I mean, you may have heard of this guy by the name of Devontae Adams, who seems to score 96. Kitchen, is he at the top of your DraftKings app?
He is at the top of the DraftKings app. He's also in the top of everyone's in the narrative streak as well. Because don't they have sort of streak for like consecutive games with a touchdown pass?
Yeah, it's like six in a row or something.
Oh, I definitely like that opposition rank there, 25th against Detroit. I think Adams should have a nice day.
Are you worried about Amani Arariye?
I was interested to see how strong Davis's brand was, if he was going to go with the DK Metcalf before he talked about Devontae Adams. Ooh. So I'm proud of him. Yeah. On that one.
Well, the problem is that he is being defended by league MVP Lamar Jackson on the New York Jets this week. And that's going to be, I think, a problem for Metcalf going up against a league MVP.
No, but I actually, Tuttle is revealing something here. You wanted to dodge Russell Wilson when we talked about the quarterbacks. You're dodging DK Metcalf at wide receivers. What do you have against this team, Davis?
Well, what everyone knows about me is that I'm fake sharp and that I tend to be an extreme prisoner of the moment. And the Seahawks have now been bad for the last 2 weeks, and they just have looked like shit. So I just have been, it's just harder to tout them when they looked that bad most recently.
Can I tell you a story about a team who got absolutely destroyed by the Atlanta Falcons and then the next week got to play the Jets and look like world beaters?
Yeah, okay. But 14 of Derek Carr's points came on the last play.
Okay.
He got the bonus and the touchdown on the same play. Like it literally was worth like 30% of his points on the Hail Mary on the last play.
So you're doing the whole thing where if you take away Derrick Henry's 96-yard run, he didn't get there.
No, I just am saying maybe I'm not as – well, basically the point was I just don't think Derek Carr is that good. But, yeah, I mean the Jets is sort of a – well, but if I may install a narrative on the show, do we have a dead cat bounce with the Jets hating Greg Williams and the defensive players wanting to try harder this week?
Yeah, we saw it with Patricia, right?
The narratives you're constructing to not play the Seahawks are wild.
Yeah, so I guess it does just sound like I'm going to be playing Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, and Jacob Hollister in the spy just to prove to Pete that I'm a real sharp and not a fake sharp.
Can I just ask of one thing? Please don't dupe me, bro.
I'm seeing CeeDee Lamb under 5K after all those targets he got last night.
Did you get a target after the second quarter, though?
Yeah, he got some targets after the second quarter. Playing against the 19th-ranked defense, I don't think this is an impossible matchup for him against Cincinnati. He's right there. Also, from the Jags side, here's a news flash for you, is that the Titans are terrible on defense. Who are you playing from the Jag side? Are you sticking with your brand? Because that would have been the first answer I would have thought you would have mentioned, Davis.
What, in terms of a Jaguars receiver. Wide receiver? Well, the thing about my beautiful boy...
If there's any week, it would be
Chenault got hurt last week, and so he didn't play in the second half. He had an end around right at the beginning of the third quarter, and then he got tackled super hard, and then he left. He didn't play again, so he only played like 18 offensive snaps or something like that.
You just played Shark.
Yeah. Aren't you worried about Super Bowl champion Malcolm Butler?
No way, dude. Not when he got 132 prayer yards. That's all I care about.
Sure. Yeah, Mike Glennon in the last week, 10 deep throws, most among any quarterback last week. He just is in there de-gaffing.
He said he would.
There's someone's computer playing something.
Yeah. Who's that?
That's like a commercial. That's a commercial someone's playing in the background. Maybe it's Devin's. I'm hearing like some sort of radio. Do you not hear that?
Yeah, I'm hearing it too. I hear it, Kitchen.
It must be Tuttle. Tuttle must be playing the radio. Local Wisconsin radio station.
Yeah, I hear talk right. Radio.
Yeah, 40% off. All right. Anyways, let's get to the other wide receiver options as far as like cheapo options. Any cheapo options out there for you, Tuttle?
There's a decent amount of guys in the 5K range on DraftKings. Corey Davis is still cheap. Like, is he the alpha now? Is he? That's a fair question to ask, right?
I don't even think it's now. He's been out targeting AJ Brown consistently all year. He just doesn't have the same GAM stuff. We haven't talked about the number one value wide receiver of the week, though, probably. Well, maybe, depending on how you choose to project things. No, Robbie Anderson with
a lot of times already, though.
DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel on the COVID list.
I think Samuel's going to be ready to go.
Well, I mean, I honestly don't know how the NFL rules work. I thought Thielen was going to be back that one week too, but they didn't let him play.
So, whatchamacallit's just a close contact. Samuel's a close contact, so if he continues to test negative, he's good.
So is Samuel a jam then if Moore misses? Well, it seems like Moore misses for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Moore can't because he's the one that tests positive.
So I don't know. Okay, if McCaffrey doesn't come back and DJ Moore is out and Curtis Samuel is $5,200 on DraftKings.com against the Broncos, but if McCaffrey coming back would be not as great for him.
I also want to mention Brandon Ayuk, 5,400. Debo Samuel missed practice today with a bruised foot. Has a really nice role now that they're using him downfield. They continue to use negative air yards for Debo Samuel. So I think Ayuk is a pretty nice play.
Do you want to tout Ayuk quarter? Is the real wide receiver one?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tout that.
That fourth quarter that Debo had was so annoying. So annoying.
You have him in your flash draft?
I know I had Ayuk. I had Ayuk over Debo in the flash draft. And it was so tilting. But I agree. He looked good. Someone's got to score in that game if Debo's out. Kendrick Bourne also getting stopped at one was nice. All right.
I legit think Jordan Reed, by the way, just as we're talking 49ers guys, I think he just is like a total smash.
Sure. I agree. All right. Any other wide receiver takes?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about Tyreek Hill, who has the biggest advantage on PFF.com wide receiver cornerback matchups against Nick Needham. I mean, seems like a jam probably. And I think this actually might be a week where people aren't going to be saying, oh, DFS is solved when Tyreek goes off at like 30% ownership. Cause I actually don't think Tyreek will be that owned this week. Thoughts?
Okay.
Comments, questions, concerns.
I heard he has a COVID related illness. Is the only thing I would
A little worried about him missing practice, Davis. Aren't you worried about that?
Yeah.
Dude, practice reports, you don't even pay attention to them until Friday.
Just play wherever you want.
just did an hour and a half podcast with Blender earlier today.
Wow. Look at you guys are best.
It's one. And by the way, the sound is 100% from Davis's computer. Because I just went through and muted everybody, and when I muted him, I did not hear the sound.
Kitchen, I don't have anything open that would be that. I have nothing making noise.
Okay, well, your screen begs to differ.
Wouldn't I be hearing it?
Well, I don't know. I'd say in one of your tabs, you've got something open. But anyways,
I do have the PlayStation 5 waiting in line queue open. But that's not making any noise.
I bet there's an autoplay ad on that page.
I bet it is.
Why would you be hearing it though?
I just clicked mute that tab. Did it change?
It's gone now.
It's gone.
I don't believe you guys.
It's gone.
You guys are gone. Gone.
Thank you for respecting the show, Davis.
Yeah.
It's been it was like you guys didn't say anything. You guys didn't say anything when we got on an hour ago.
I know, because then we just started hearing it, and it was like we were inside. No. I was inside a TJ Maxx or something.
This is totally full of shit.
All right, let's move on to FanDuel.com. And do we have a lineup?
Wait! I need to tout one more wide receiver on DraftKings. KJ Hamler, min salary, playing every single snap. They give him some carries. Okay. Well, Tuttle knows.
Not back. Tim Patrick?
No, Tim Patrick is the fish play, bro. No, it's just that he literally is an every down player who is stone cold minimum salary.
Tuttle's going to yell at a train. Please keep it down.
I was about to get my terrible take ruined. All right. FanDuel, Peter, I'll let you go first.
FanDuel. Yeah. You know, one of the things I did this morning was pour over the FanDuel salary. So I kind of have a encyclopedic knowledge of all of these plays here. And one of the things I'm really good at is kind of buying extra time here while I tab over to the FanDuel tab.
While you look at that, I will ask.
I can help you, Pete.
I will ask Davis a question. Thielen or Jefferson this week?
In tournaments, it's always Thielen because you get a massive ownership discount.
It's always Thielen. Like four weeks ago, you were not getting that ownership discount.
Thielen gets the matchup against Carlton Davis. Justin Jefferson plays the much more difficult Sean Murphy Bunting. And you know, you gotta be worried about a cornerback with hyphenated last names.
Of course. I'm going to jam my guy Myles Gaskin, 6,000 on FanDuel.
On FanDuel. Nice.
All right. Well, cool. I will do our little bring back here with one Mr. Patrick Mahomes. David?
Yep. Mahomes. And now it takes a little longer on the phone having to go to each position and then put him in. But I will go with Derrick Henry at 9,600.
Sure, why not?
All right, let's keep these correlations rolling. Then let's put some DJ Chark on the other side.
Oh, I thought you were gonna go with our boy. Oh my God, Chark is free. What is happening?
Yeah. Why do you think I picked him, man?
I guess you did say you spent your whole morning poring over salaries. I should have believed you. So Tuttle's okay. Still gone, so I'm gonna pick
still gone.
So I'm gonna take Sammy Watkins, who is priced at
gross. You don't have to do that.
Yes, you do.
So it is so
imagine
gross.
Imagine playing uncorrelated Patrick Mahomes.
Well, we're gonna play Kelsey, right? I mean,
you don't have to play Watkins. Like, I'd rather play Mecole.
Ooh, Dave. Dave joining the ideological side of Chiefs plays doesn't care about fantasy points anymore.
Yeah, he only cares about being. Yeah.
Well, like, Sammy, what's Sammy Watkins' ceiling? 9?
40.
No, it is not.
Fight the rage on ceiling.
Tuttle.
Sorry, there was some weird music playing in the background that I had to turn off real quick. We're not playing Sammy Watkins. I don't care who we have in this lineup. We're not playing Sammy Watkins.
All right, we can go McColl. We can go.
Yeah,
McColl.
we can go Frank Gore. I mean, pick another dusty stick to put in this lineup, Davis.
I did. I just chose McColl.
All right, good.
So then, well, I mean, we're playing Kelsey in this lineup.
Sure. Do we want to play the Miami Gam?
Just go well, all in two, on this game.
There's two Gams in Miami, but one is more.
Oh, you saw that Isaiah Ford re-signed with the team?
No, you know. Dude, we didn't take Gesicki's Gamness away just because he had like five bad games.
You want to go double tight end in Onslaught this game?
No, I said Parker is the OG Gam.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I gotta watch the tape take.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we were all frustrated that Gaskin wasn't getting the runs at the goal line. And they were just doing fake. Them.
That was not the issue.
He got some, but they were still trying to force it to Parker. But yeah. Wasn't the issue that Tua wasn't throwing in tight spaces?
I mean, the issue is that Tua just is, he's got some stuff to figure out.
Davis, any other team, Davis would have been so much harsher with that criticism, but he fins up. He pulled it back at the last second.
I'm
he's
not
got
saying
some
anything
he's got to work out. That's like
that's the softest take Davis has ever had.
I know Davis has never like gone Charmin with a take like that. Like normally he would just rip right into him.
I'm very proud of everything the Dolphins are doing. I think it's amazing how they've turned the organization around, and I think they're going to do great in the playoffs. It's just Tua's got some, you know, the offense, the defense has been great, and the offense has some things to work on.
Davis is playing the long game because we can't be trashing Tua and expect to have a Dolphins playoff ticket sent our way.
Correct.
All right. How much we don't have if we play Kelsey. So I don't even know what the lineup is right now. Can someone read me the lineup, please?
I see it on the screen. It's Devin.
Well, I don't. So that's why I need you to read it to me.
Patrick Mahomes, Miles Gaskin, DJ Shark, McColl Hardman, Devontae Parker, Travis Kelsey. You have 9.6 for a flex in defense. So you gotta go with a cheap defense.
Yeah. I honestly think
Raiders seems fine.
You know what? If we didn't have Shark, I would go with Titans correlated to Derrick Henry. But such is life. All right. Someone else finish this out.
So we have, if we put in Davis's play, the Raiders, we have 6,300 remaining. Little Rojo in the flex. All right. Crickets.
Yeah. I'm good with Rojo. Sorry, I was looking at the tight end matchup chart for my bit here in a second.
I thought you were seeing if you moved up another spot in your PS5 line.
Actually, I was trying to deposit on Underdog so I can play the best ball championship for NBA.
You know, so, you know, you can do that like in like 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, so but just, I just.
There was some commercial with a doorbell.
No, that's actually my doorbell.
No. Oh, man. FSWA, if you're listening, just realized it's normally not like this. David Johnson's 5,900. Adrian Peterson, 5,900 as well. Ooh. Tough take. Decide between those two. Yeah.
Kitchen literally is basing this off of the blurb that he read on David Johnson's page on DraftKings. Like
I'm basing it off of his salary. His salary is dirt cheap.
To be fair, though, this is probably more research than Kitchen has done on an average week. Like, okay, I have a new theory for why Kitchen touts Derrick Henry so hard. It's because it doesn't require him to come to the show with any takes or research. He can just be like, so we're playing Tannehill, we're playing D'Ember, we're playing Corey Davis, we're playing Ferkser. Like, he can just breeze through.
Davis, you have your theories, but I just will say... They're not wrong. All right. Let's talk about tight end. Do you spend up on DraftKings?
Well, Travis,
do you spend up on FanDuel?
I hear the music again.
It's not me. It is not
It's Davis.
Me.
It's 100% Davis.
I muted the thing you guys told me to mute, and it's not me.
Is this like a CB radio thing where we might just be picking up like a random
thing? I don't even hear it. So.
I'm telling you,
everyone, I don't hear it.
Davis, everyone be quiet, and let's just mute Davis to see if we hear it. If you mute Davis, it's gone.
You hear the music though, right?
Yes, no. But if you mute him, it's gone.
The Nobody in gone. Chat hears it.
You guys are absolutely full of shit.
I'm not doing a bit. There is actually
something ruining the show here.
No, the show was ruined way before this. All right, let's tight ends.
Tight ends. Let's talk about them.
Yeah, well, on DraftKings.
I'd love to.
I actually do think that both Logan Thomas and Jordan Reed just look like insanely good tight end plays. Logan Thomas just never leaves the field, and it's like, has Logan Thomas been above $4,000 on DraftKings yet this year? But he is going to finish like the tight end five, and then Jordan Reed has like this insanely good targets per route run, scores the touchdown in garbage time last week, but then Tuttle the flippening. Cole Kmet, 7 targets last week, plays 75% of the snaps, priced at 2,900, plays the Houston Texans this week. He looks like a smash.
You know what? I saw a lot of touts trying to pat themselves on the back for Cole Kmet call last week after he scored the touchdown.
There was one originator of that call, though.
Yeah, there was one originator. I mean, they just all watched the Swellcast and they hopped on the take. But you know what?
Correct.
I'm not in it for the glory. I'm in it for the fun, so...
It is pretty sick how, you know, we do the only first look in the industry. Everyone tells us. They don't cite us as a source for their ideas. And then they get all the credit. And they're also sick enough to victory lap our takes. It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yo, this is like the, you know what I just thought of? This is like the, what's the two things? Yanni versus, you know, you
Laurel.
Listen to yeah. something.
Yeah. Or the like, black dress, blue dress thing.
Yeah, there are people. There are some people in chat that hear it and others that don't.
The high pitched frequency.
I'm still hearing it. I'm still hearing it.
I do too. I'm just imagining myself in a shopping mart and it being like overhead. It's
I have a tight intake.
Okay, let's hear it.
Go back to Jordan Akins. 2,900. Everyone got burned. His routes.
I said him last week.
Okay, you were wrong, and now I'm going to be right on him this week. I think you probably do the same with Kyle Rudolph, too, after he burned everybody.
All right. Other tight ends, a little Bobby Tonyan, a little somebody.
No
other tight ends.
I gave you the plays. Jordan Reed, Logan Thomas.
You gave us
obviously Kelsey, and then Kmet.
Okay, all right.
Well, Tuttle and Hollister, because we are we're all in on the Seahawks here on the Swolecast.
Thank you. I knew you'd come around on the Seahawks in this spot.
Dude, there's nothing worse I can imagine than my fake sharp brother, Peter Overzet, not including me in the fake sharp club. I'd be devastated.
I mean, right. I'm just offended that I'm not in the secret chat, so then I get to keep you out of the fake sharp club.
We would have to create a new chat, because the secret chat is like the old FI chat.
This has existed for like 9 years.
And like
anyone in?
Adding you to it would just be kind of awkward.
No, I don't want to. I prefer to hear it talked about secondhand nonstop.
What? Yeah, let's just you can just talk to us in our Discord, our Swolecast Discord chat.
We're in Discord now.
Oh,
you guys have a separate Swolecast Discord chat.
Oh, whoops,
me?
Whoops.
You weren't supposed to tell him about that one.
Just keep
it's actually
Peter
still
over
got
there
Silva
on
in it.
Keep Peter in the
He'll Silva's never know. Actually in that Discord chat. Don't you dare invite Pete into this chat. All right. Final takes, final thoughts. Davis? Gosh.
I mean, it does.
Killing
so
me.
Bad. It's so bad.
There's no music. You guys are. Oh my God. I don't even want to do this show. You guys are tilting me too hard.
I promise we're not doing
zero it. Music.
All right.
Why doesn't Tuttle hear it then? Why doesn't Devin hear it?
Devin hears it.
Devin has to hear
Devin,
it.
Devin, do you hear it?
Oh, Devin hears it.
Everything muted.
Okay.
Why don't you mute yourself, right. David?
Yeah, you're outing yourself as also an old here as far as not knowing how to mute your.
Well, that's tabs. It's possible that there is something I'm missing.
Okay.
Is there right.
That's your life motto.
Is there an autoplay video that plays with the PFF wide receiver cornerback matchup chart? Because if so, that's the soundtrack to my life.
This is like bad. It's like bad local country radio type stuff. Anyways, Davis, hit us with your final thoughts so we can get off of this show.
Well, you know, it seems like a good week to fade the big dog and, you know, just deal with the consequences later.
Yeah. All right, Pete, final thoughts.
Yes, you should all run out Seattle double stacks. But I'm begging you. I'm absolutely begging you. If you're in my contest, don't dupe me, bro. Please don't dupe me, bros.
All right, Tuttle.
I think I'll hang my head on the Clyde Edwards-Helaire take. I think that'll be the terrible take of the week.
There you go. I want to just take everyone back to last December when my fellow co-hosts would just mock me. They would mock me in this chat for mentioning Derrick Henry. And a lot of people coming off of last week, a blowout in the first half where Derrick Henry didn't get the run, might fade them like the donkeys that are in this chat. Also, Pete Overzet once famously said that Derrick Henry was not an alpha. This week, at my best ball teams... will basically exemplify what my DFS teams will exemplify is a December to remember part two. Because part one, it didn't count.
What happened last week? Yeah.
No. That was just an off week. But this week against the Jags, if you fade Derrick Henry, as the famous godfather of DFS, Dan Bock says, you're just going to lose.
Hey, I catch it real quick. You just gave me an idea. Swolecast should write a Hallmark movie spec script called December to Remember.
Oh, yeah. Can we get Tom Everett Scott?
Is Derrick Henry married?
Kitchen, that seems more your boots on the ground.
This is a great bit. Know. A Derrick Henry love story that takes place as he is crushing the NFL in the playoffs.
Davis, stop.
And Kitchen already wants Tom Everett Scott to play Derrick Henry in this.
Scott, we can bring Scott Porter back too. All right, that will do it for this week 14 edition of the Swolecast. Kudos to everyone that has advanced in your season-long playoffs and your best ball playoffs. Hit Peter Overzet at Peter Overzet up with your screenshots of your teams. One day only you get them. Also, sign up for the Listener League that is not live yet, but I'm told it will be live. FanDuel.com/Swolecast. We filled it up early last week. 600 spots again this week. The best tournament in DFS. Shout out to Devin, our producer, for dealing with whatever this is. Nominate us for the FSWA's Podcast of the Year, and we'll see you next week. Week 15 here on Swolecast, RotoGrinders.com.